right, Evan. Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. You know, our featured speaker tonight will tell you that there was a time when, you know, I was looking forward to being an executive consultant, and I just stayed in there. I hung in there. I persisted. Guys, you do the same thing. You continue to build your business. It can also happen for you. And I'm believing it, so you should believe it as well. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. And I tell you every week, and I mean it every time, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Let me explain something to you. The speakers that we have on this call are the leaders in the business who are in the field making it happen. We're not talking just theory or anything like that. You are being trained by the best of the best of the best when you come to this call. So I recommend not only should you be on this call every Sunday evening at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, but you should get your team on the call so that they're getting the same training, the same information that you're getting so that your business will grow in sync and grow faster, okay? Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for the big event, Power Trip. November 10th through the 12th, you guys can go to ambitpowertrip.com. If you haven't registered yet, here's a recommendation for you. Go to topambitleaders.com. Look into the training tab and look at the Sunday night business builder calls. Go pull up the call last week with our number one income earner, Brian McClure, talking about how different this year's Power Trip is going to be. Guys, he laid it out. And one thing that you can be for sure, Brian McClure is not done building his business. Number one income earner in the entire company, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide, and he's as excited about his business today as he's ever been, and he's looking forward to making a difference in your business by you attending Power Trip. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, register for the event, and take somebody from your team with you, somebody that's excited and ready to go. Make sure they're with you at Power Trip. And then we have Simulcast, January 14th, two live locations, Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas. If you're anywhere near one of those two locations, you want to be in the house. And if you're not, your $50 registration also enables you to get it simulcast through your smartphone, your iPad, your PDA, your television set, however that you connect to the internet, you can see it live and be considered an attendee of the event, which means you qualify for all of the attendee-only promotions and everything else that Ambit's going to bring forward. They have already told us some of the best announcements in the history of the company will happen at Simulcast January 14th. Guys, don't miss it. Get registered for the event. And I'm going to tell you something. Our featured speaker tonight will tell you that big events make a huge difference in your business. This gentleman has made over $10 million since he's gotten started with Ambit Energy. Thompson Leadership Award winner, national consultant. Please welcome to the call Mr. Ray Monty. Welcome to the call, sir.
Bear, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, and I'm really excited that you're on the call. You're one of the most passionate speakers we have in our business. I always love it when you're on the call. You fire me up every time. Guys, listen up. Ray Monty is with us.
Well, Bear, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, your leadership and hosting this call every week. I'm excited to be here. You know, it's a great, great, great time to be in Ambit Energy. I'm excited because the last couple of weeks have been magical for me. You know, we went to Maui, Hawaii on the five-star trip with 40 incredible Ambit leaders and our co-founders and Darrell and Eric and some great people from our corporate staff. And it was by far the best one, most beautiful. But it was just first class all around, and it was a great experience. It was my first time to Hawaii. But one of the things was so special is to be able to spend time with Chris and Jerry and reflect on the first 10 years of this company, but also talk about moving forward and where this thing's going. And, you know, we had an incredible group up at my house in Jackson, New Hampshire this weekend. We did a training yesterday. We had people standing in the hallways we couldn't fit in. People like EC Rick and Jen Ball, EC's Peter Mary Soto, national consultant Tim Olinger, and and Tim and Sonia Devine, and I can go on, and Tony and Diana Procopio. I got to spend time with the leaders, and we were just kind of reflecting and talking about where we are, where we were, where we're getting ready to go. And the one thing that keeps exciting me is looking at Chris and Jerry's commitment, the fact that they just spent $20 million to upgrade the systems, the fact that they're publicly stating that we're going to be a $6 billion company over the next 10 years. If you go back to the Success From Home magazine in 2011, on the cover it talks about Ambit Energy being a $6 billion company and beyond. And yeah, I told the team here that I haven't seen Chris and Jerry this excited, this focused in a long time. And not that there never are, but there's something special going on right now. You know, the first 10 years, this company broke all kinds of records. If you look from zero to $1.5 billion in revenue, if you look at all the awards, the 12 J.D. Powers Customer Satisfaction Awards, A-plus rating Better Business Bureau, Inc. Magazine, all the times we were voted one of the best places to work in Dallas. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. So the credibility of the company, the number of people that has changed their lives forever, whether you're a multi-millionaire or making a couple $100 a month or getting free electricity, it's impacted a lot of people since we've been here. And so what's exciting is last Friday was my 9-year anniversary, and I've been with the company 9 of the 10 years, so my perspective is probably a little bit different than most of the new people that are here. And you know, I think it's important as leaders to talk about where we've been, but I think it's more important to lay out the groundwork for the future and where we're getting ready to go. And so, you know, I'm excited. It's been a great couple of weeks. Again, coming back from Hawaii, I got back and went right on the road. I was in 4 different locations in upstate New York. But last week I was in Mass and New Hampshire and Maine, did the training, and I'm back on the road this week. And, you know, Bear, there's a reason when the company's paid me $10 million already that I'm working harder than I've ever worked before and driving hours and doing more meetings and recruiting and personally sponsoring. It's because I believe in my heart from conversations with Chris and Jerry that the best is definitely in front of us from Amb. In fact, I think the next 10 years are going to be a whole lot bigger than the first 10 years. And you know, I did a call earlier, and I gave people, some of our leaders, 5 reasons that if you just sit down and look at, and maybe you've been in this thing for a while and your business has slowed down and you need to get re-energized, to me it's all about the facts. Show me the facts and tell me why I should do something. And if the facts make sense to me, I'm going to get excited about it. So I wanted to give you 5 things that make me so excited that we're with Ambit Energy today, October 16th of 2016, you know, 10 years and 2 months old. And so if you look, would you rather be part of a company that goes from zero to $1.5 billion or a company that goes from $1.5 billion to $6 billion? And so if you look at that percentage of growth, you know where you're going to see faster growth. But here's one of the reasons. If you go back to people like Brian and Philip and Steve and Chris and Debbie and Esther and Frank Schmeling and, you know, some of the leaders that were there at the very beginning, and then I came on a year in, if you think about what they had to go up against compared to where we are right now, people are in a lot better position right now to go out there and do it. Took Brian McClure 10 years and Esther Spina 10 years. You're going to be able to do that in half the time. And here's why I believe that. So let's look at the facts. When I got out, and this is what I gave to my team, because I know when I started what it looked like. When I started October 7th of 2007, Ambit Energy was in the state of Texas and the city of New York. Not the state of New York, the city of New York. We were in the 5 boroughs of New York City and Westchester County. So do you think moving forward that you would have a better advantage to build your business in Texas and New York City, or the fact that we're in 16 states? And you guys and gals all know the answer. It's a whole lot easier to build a business in 16 states. I remember Norbert Hennessy and myself doing meetings back in October of 2007 and December of 2007, and we would go do meetings in New York City, and we'd lose a lot of people because Connecticut wasn't open, or Pennsylvania wasn't open, or New Jersey wasn't open. It was real frustrating when people would say, when are they opening? We don't know. Well, now we don't have to worry about those. So the first thing is, would you rather be part of a company, Texas and New York City, or 16 states plus solar energy in 6? And you know the answer. Second thing is, let's look at the price of Ambit. When we got started, it was $429, and it was $24.95 for your website. Initial investment of $455. Today, it's $100. Do you think it's getting easier to get people to join your business at $455 or $100? And you know the answer to that as well. The second thing I'd like to point out regarding the price is they lowered the price from $455 to $100 and we're able to maintain the bonuses. And in some cases, the bonuses have been raised since I got started 9 years ago. Lowered the price from $455 to $100, and all the bonuses stayed the same, except they actually raised a couple of them, which is that's a pretty good sign of a solid company. The third thing is, let's talk about the tools and systems. You know, when I got started 9 years ago, we didn't have meetings to plug into. There was one or two meetings going on. I believe Steve Thompson and his team had a meeting in Queens and another one in Manhattan. Now you've got a lot more meetings, but let's take it a step further than just the meetings. What about the videos that are out there? What about how far the power zone has come, and the webinars and the conference calls, the calls like this? You know, there's so many more tools out there to help a new person get started, the Success From Home magazines. And so, you know, back then we had a Carlos Marin. I mean, what I used was a Carlos Marin video, DVD, and Carlos did a good job, but that was it. So when you look at the number of tools and opportunities to get this exposed to new prospects, it's night and day. Much better systems in place, including the Power Zone, including the five-star trips, including all the incentive programs that they have in place. You know, we were talking about the first five-star program, and nobody even knew what we wanted. And now you look at how competitive it is and how many people out there working hard. So the systems are much improved. Another thing there is experience. You know, when you look at the experience that John and Jerry and Chris have gotten over the last 10 years, that's priceless. You know, the reason that some of our top income earners are top income earners is timing, working extremely hard, but also experience. And it doesn't always have to be good experience. See, one of the things about experiences is if you learn something from it, whether it's bad or good, it's still good experience. And the fact that I had 11 years of bad experience in other network marketing companies prepared me for when the big one came along that I would know what I needed to do. And so, you know, Chris and Jerry and John, they have 10 years worth of experience now of opening up new markets and knowing how to deal with certain circumstances that at the beginning, and there's something for experience. You go out and look at some of the superstar athletes and watch how they get better as they get older, and a lot of it is experience. And then the last thing I'll talk about is leadership. You know, the leadership that's in place in Ambit. When Ambit first started, you had a lot of leaders in Texas, and there were some great leaders, and they're still out there today. But now you've got leaders all over New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and Maine and Connecticut and Rhode Island and Indiana and Ohio and California and Illinois, and I don't want to leave any states out, but there's a lot more leaders in place. And when you have a lot more leaders in place, you have the opportunity to grow that much faster. So based on those five things, the two states to 16, the 455 to 100 startup costs, the tools and systems, the experience and leadership, do you want to go back to 2006 and get started, or do you want to be started now? And to me, there's no comparison. So, you know, what is the big difference? It's your mindset and your belief level. You know, you've got to go out there and block out any negativity that's going to bring you down from building your business and get focused at the task at hand and understand what you've got here. And you know, Bear, to me, people always ask me, what's the key to your success? You know, as leaders and people who've made a lot of money, we get asked that all the time. And it's been extremely hard work. It's been timing. It's been surrounding myself with great people. And one of the things that I don't think we talk enough about is it's planning accordingly. And, you know, we've had our co-founders come out and say that the biggest announcement in the history of this company is going to happen at Simulcast 2017. In fact, I heard all the people who are registered for it, and if you're not, you need to go get registered. If you're part of this business and you know that it's going to be the biggest announcement in the history of this company and a company that's already broken all kinds of records, why would you not be in Austin or Hartford or, if nothing else, watching it live via Internet? So you need to go get registered, and then, Bear, let's take it a step further. You know, I talked to some of my leaders the other day. I got a really good response out of this, and I said, guys, you need to plan your schedule. You know now that in 89 days we have Simulcast 2017. What you do between now and Simulcast 2017 and January 14th makes a big difference in the future of your business. You know, the reason that some people take full advantage of promotions is because they have momentum in their business. They have people showing up at the Simulcast. They got people that are excited. And then Ambit makes a big announcement, and your business explodes. If you don't have any momentum and you don't have anybody going to Simulcast with you, that's not good. The good news is you've got an 89 days heads up to go out there and get yourself prepared. And so excuse me, Barry, one of the things I've done is I've made a calendar. One of the things I know in network marketing coming up on 20-year anniversary on December 1st is there's great times to build your business, there's good times to build your business, there's okay times to build your business, and then there's times no matter who you are or what you do, your business is going to slow down. And those are times when there's holidays. You know, so if your focus is to get yourself to the next level, if you're trying to go from MC to RC, or RC to SC, or SC to EC, or EC to NC, and you want to get it done by simulcast, you need to plan accordingly. You need to look at your next 89 days and block off when you are going to go out there and work extremely hard to build your business and make sure that the timing and the wind is to your back. And also know certain days where you can recharge the batteries and spend time with family, because it's probably going to be difficult to get a whole lot done. And so, guys, what I would like to do is, if everybody can go and, you know, maybe get a piece of paper if you don't have one. I know Bill's going to be recording this call. Go get a calendar. You know, go get a calendar for the next 89 days. And your calendar should end, at least what we're talking about, and I'm always planning 6 months out, but let's plan 89 days out. Let's pretend that the next 89 days are over and we wake up Sunday morning, January 15th after the simulcast. What's your business going to look like? How many people on your team went to the event the day before? What are you doing that night? Are you going to be on the conference calls? Are you going to have the team on the conference call? Are you ready to go out there and take advantage of the big announcements that Ambit makes? And, you know, proper preparation will have a lot to do with your success. So one of the things that I always talk about is knowing when to work extremely hard, knowing when to recharge the battery. So, you know, let's look at the next 90 days. I'm going to break it down for you, because here's what I'm thinking. As somebody who wants to go out there and make $20 million over the next 10 years, double what I did in the first 10, which I believe is going to happen, no problem, because I'm going to work extremely hard and all those reasons that I just talked to you about, plus experience, plus the fact that we've got the growth and momentum of our company. It's going to happen. Well, what do I need to do? I need to execute. I need to go out there, gather customers, plug in, and show the plan like we always do, but I need to plan properly. So when I look at this week coming up, okay, I look at the week of October 17th through October 21st, this is a great week to build a business. Why? No holidays. There's nothing that's going to distract people from being focused on the task at hand. We've come out of ambition. We're 6 weeks out of ambition, 7 weeks. We've got a lot of good things going on. So if you want to get to the next level, you need to take advantage of this week. In fact, we're doing the training this weekend up here in Jackson, New Hampshire. Again, that's soon to be national consultants, Richard and Mary and Wado coming up. Tim and Sonia Devine, executive consultants, incredible leaders, Manny and Rosella Salazar are going to be here. And if you've got anybody in New England, get them up to Jackson, New Hampshire this week. So I'm going to be on the road all week doing meetings, but also planning for a training. How many meetings are you going to be at this week? How many people are you going to be out there showing the plan to? You're in a sweet spot. This is a sweet week. There's no distractions. If you're in the Northeast, there's no snowstorms yet. You don't have to worry about planning a big in-home and getting 2 feet of snow. You need to take advantage of this week. You need to build momentum. And so we go through this week, and then look at next week, the 24th through the 29th. Again, a great week to be building your business. We don't have to worry about any very cold weather yet. That could change come November, December, but odds are you're going to be okay. You know, it might start getting a little cooler. It's beautiful to see the leaves are out, but we don't have to worry about weather. We have no holidays. You know, if you go back last week, Monday was Columbus Day. You know, why did I tell you that? Because three-day holiday weekends a lot of times can be tough. People go away 3, 4, 5 days. The Thursday before can be tough. The Monday and Tuesday after can be tough. People are traveling. We don't have any of those. So the next 2 weeks are prime time to be building your business. In fact, next Saturday, the 29th, or 2 weeks, Tony and Diana Procopio have a big training over in Danbury, Connecticut. If you go to www.ambitevent.com, www.ambitevent.com, they've got a huge training on the 29th of October. And, I mean, the lineup they put together is incredible. So I'm going to be on the road all next week, too, working extremely hard, building up to Tony and Diana's training. And, guys, let's go to the following week. Well, here's where it gets a little bit interesting, because you've got Halloween on Monday. Now, I'm going to guess that a lot of people are going to take their kids out to trick-or-treat or Halloween parties probably over the weekend. But that Monday night can be tough. Let's be honest. If you've been around for a while, you know that on Halloween, a lot of times people won't show up at meetings because they will be taking their kids door to door, which is okay, or to parties, or they want to be home because people come knocking on their door. So that's kind of a day that you want to just put a little question mark at. Understand that you probably don't want to plan a major in-home on Halloween. Anything major that day is going to be tough because it is Halloween. And so then let's go through the next week. You know, November 1st through November 4th, another great week to be building your business. Again, Halloween can be a tough one. But by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week, you're in prime time. Take advantage of it. And then we look at the following week. And guys, the following week, we have Election Day. And you know as well as I do, there's going to be a whole lot of people focused on the election this year, and I'm going to be one of them. So it's probably going to be real tough to get a lot of people to come out to meetings Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and there's going to be a lot of people celebrating on Wednesday, I believe. And, you know, guys, I want to talk about politics a little bit. I know some of you say, uh-oh, he's going to bring up the presidential election. I'll be honest with you, I'm not. I've already said my piece. What you do on 8th, that's up to you. But what I do want to talk about on November 8th is an election that's going to be taking place out in Nevada. In the state of Nevada, on November 8th, they're going to be voting for deregulation of electricity in the state of Nevada. And I got to believe with thousands of people on this call here tonight that we all probably know a few people who live in Nevada. And if you don't, that's okay. And if you do, what you need to do is what I do. I've called up a couple people, I've texted a couple of people, I let them know on the ballot this year for November 8th that there will be a vote that they can take part in for the deregulation of electricity in Nevada. Guys, that's a big one for us. Think about the deregulation of electricity. Can you imagine a couple years in the future getting paid on electricity bills in Las Vegas in July? And Chris and Jerry had talked about that if Nevada deregulates, that probably Arizona and California will follow suit. Do you realize what that does to our company and this opportunity? So that's a big one. November 8th, I'm not going to preach presidential politics here, but I am going to tell you, you need to make some calls to who do you know in Nevada and make sure that we go out there and get that vote handled and make sure that we get everybody to vote for deregulation of energy, electricity in Nevada. That's a big one. And so, guys, that's going to be a tough week. There's going to be many people across the country who are focused in on the presidential election and state senators and everything else going on. So that's probably another week where it's not going to be as good as the 2 weeks prior. There's going to be distractions. There's going to be a lot of people watching to see what the outcome is. So chances are you don't want to have a major meeting on November 8th. In fact, I've already had a couple people telling me they're going to cancel meetings on November 8th because they don't think people will show up because there's going to be other attention. So realizing that, don't plan anything major probably the 7th, 8th, or 9th. It's just going to be a tough week. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do a meeting. That doesn't mean you should put your business on the side totally. Go do one-on-ones, but just don't plan on having something major because you know there's going to be other things that people's focus is on. And then if you look at it, Friday is Veterans Day. To me, one of our most important holidays, God bless America and all of our great veterans, Friday is Veterans Day, and it'll probably be a 3 or 4 day weekend for some people. So chances are, you know, you're going to have people probably going away that weekend. Might be, just know what's going on. The other thing is, I'm excited because we're going to be at the power trip. But again, you know, understand the game. And the game is that when there's other things going on, it will pull some people from doing what we want them to do, which is to look at the plan. And so with that said, I'm not telling you can't build your business that day, but just understand where you are and that there's times, like I said, there's great times to build the business, there's good times, there's okay, and then there's tough times. And you know, Veterans Day by no means is going to be the same as 4th of July as Christmas as far as getting people to look at the business, but it's still a holiday that people are going to be losing some focus. And then we go to the following week, you know, the 14th through the 18th of November, and then, you guys, I want to touch on Brian's power trip, and Bear talked about that. I mean, you have November 10th through the 12th is the power trip. Chris and Jerry coming up there. Why would you not want to be there and hear them talk about what's going to take place in 60 days? I mean, to me, that's going to be an incredible event, and if you're not registered and you're in the Northeast, no matter where you are, you need to get the power trip. The following week is going to be an incredible week to build your business. Here's why. There's going to be so many fired up people leaving Scranton, Pennsylvania after the power trip. You know, when 1,000 or 2,000 people are excited, the meetings get going really good. There's an enthusiasm. So the 14th through the 18th, great week to build your business. And then all of a sudden, here we are, the following week. We've got the week of Thanksgiving. Well, knowing that Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, is one of the biggest travel days, you're probably not going to get a lot done. In fact, I recommend most people, that's a tough night to do meetings, and I don't want people on the road when there's so many people on the road. So you're going to lose a couple days here again. You're going to lose probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that week. People are going to be focused. You've got 1 or 2 days. Now, with that said, one of the most successful in-homes that I've ever done in my business came on Saturday of Thanksgiving. I'm not telling you not to do your business. I'm not telling you not to do one-on-ones. But again, be aware of where you are, what's going on, that there are other times that you're going to be able to get more bang for your buck and continue to focus. And then we get to the first week of December. You know, another time to be building your business. But here in the Northeast, by December, we got to start worrying about snowstorms. And you just never know when you have a big meeting planned on a Wednesday night and you get 2 feet of snow and you got to cancel the meeting. And you don't want your business put on hold. That's why if you're trying to do something special and get promoted before the simulcast, don't wait till December. You need to start now. You know, the first week of December is pretty good. The second week of December is pretty good. And then, guys, before you know it, you know, we're going to have Hanukkah here. And we're going to have Christmas Day. And so, you know, if you start looking at those holidays, what days of the week do they fall on? What meetings can you do during that time period? So there's going to be certain days where you might as well just scratch off and recharge the batteries. Spend some time with your family. If you celebrate Hanukkah, you know there's going to be some time during the holidays where you're not going to be able to build your business. Block it off, recharge the batteries, and get ready to come out of the holidays going. Same thing with Christmas. You know, knowing that probably from the 20th through New Year's is a tough time because people are focused on family and the holidays, and that's okay. And that doesn't mean you can't get anything accomplished. But you're not going to get the same things accomplished as you are this coming week because of the timing, because of the holidays, because of observance of holidays, because of the potential weather that goes on. And then, guys, you come out of the New Year's, and you know the nice thing is New Year's Day is on a Sunday. But it's actually going to be observed on the 2nd, it says here. I'm looking at this. I guess as a holiday, and everything will be closed. Well, I'm actually glad. I think it's worked out perfect because you know that weekend everybody will go out New Year's Eve, and Sunday they'll recover, watch some football. Monday people will still be kind of hungover and just kind of, you know, getting priorities straight going to New Year. But Tuesday, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th should be a great week. And what's really exciting is you want to talk about an incredible week to build your business. How about the week of January 9th through the 13th? The anticipation of simulcast being a few days out, the fact that it's the start of a new year, the fact that there's a lot of people out there who just made their New Year's resolutions and doing better for themselves financially in 2017 is going to be a big one. And, guys, that takes us right up to simulcast. Now, I'm not going to go past that. That's kind of up to you. You know, I'm already planning, where am I going to be in the week of simulcast? I know that Monday is Martin Luther King holiday. And so I know that Monday probably won't be a night to go do meetings because we need to remember the great Martin Luther King. But Monday will be a day to make some phone calls and get things ready to go for the rest of the week to take advantage of the big announcements that Chris and Jerry made on simulcast January 14, 2017. And so, guys, what is your next 89 days look like? What days are you going to be able to go out there and crush this business? What days do you know are going to be slower when you can recharge the batteries and spend time with your family? You know, it's going to be an incredible run here the next 10 years. I'm looking forward to being down at Ambition 2026 in Cowboy Stadium and look at all the sections of yellow jackets and purple jackets and plaid jackets and blue jackets and all the $20 million Brian McClure jackets that are out there because people got them plugged in. They paid the price, and they took advantage of our company growing from $1.5 billion to $6 billion over the next 9 years and 10 months. That's what we've got in front of us, but you need to get focused. You need to take advantage of it. You need to go out there and spread the story of Ambit and be excited, be passionate. There's people looking. They're looking for you for leadership. They're looking for you for excitement. So, Bear, I appreciate you having me on here tonight. Hopefully this call helps some people. Go out there and build your Amit business. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you at the Power Trip in Scranton. Looking forward to seeing everybody at Simulcast. 89 days away. Make them count.
I tell you what, that's a really good point, Ray. And those of you on the call, if you're thinking like I'm thinking, this is one of those calls where you want to get together with your group and listen to the call again and sit down and schedule the next 89 days. I mean, you can make a big difference by delegating your future to a document, you know, putting it on paper, planning your work and working your plan. And Ray, it was such a timely message to actually lay out what the next 89 days looks like. I don't think I've ever heard a call like this before, that, you know, someone on the call just like broke it down, you know, from point A to point B, what we could actually create in our business. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. It's always fun to be on with you. And, you know, I appreciate my good friend Brian putting these calls together and you host them every week. It's a pleasure. And, you know, I'm just excited about the future of this company and everybody here being part of our $6 billion company as we charge up the DSN, Direct Selling News, top 100 on our way to number one.
There you go. So, folks, here's the plan. TopAmbitLeaders.com. Go to the website. Give us a couple of days to get everything edited. If some of you leaders out there already have a copy, you can certainly connect with them. If you have to get your group on a conference call, if you can get together with your group live, or maybe get your group together right after your local meeting this week, play this message again. I mean, it's only 30 minutes long or so, but you go ahead and play this with your group. Get some pen and paper together. Plan out the next 89 days. Let's make a huge difference in our business. Let's make a huge difference in Ambit Energy by taking advice from one of the top leaders in the company. Let's plan out the next 89 days of your business and ride that into the success that you and your family deserves. I'm going to open up the lines so that you can say thanks to Ray. Folks, I look forward to hearing some stories about the meetings that you guys have put together to do this. And let's celebrate on January 14th the success that was created from us making a move tonight. Here we go. You have the opportunity to say thanks to Ray.
Thank you.